This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Joining me from Quail Hollow in Charlotte, North Carolina, SI Golf's Bob Herrig. Hey, Bob, welcome to Talking Golf.
Good morning. How are you doing, Ann?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Well, before we get into specifics, Bob, I just would love to get your overall observations of the PGA Championship this week.
Well, you know, after kind of a grim start to the week with a lot of bad weather, and then, you know, let's be honest, it wasn't a great leaderboard there for a while, even though I kind of think that gets overplayed. It's great players. It's just maybe not every one that everybody thought would be up there. But it really kind of turned into one yesterday. And in almost an instant, we went from having about 8 or 10 guys in contention to Scotty just sort of doing what he does. And it was a pretty amazing last 4 or 5 holes for Scheffler to give himself a lead going into the last day.
It was incredible, but as you said, it started out a bit shaky, you know, with that mud ball controversy. It was a huge controversy, especially in the first round. I mean, you rarely hear, you know, Scottie Scheffler complain, but he was not happy that they could not live clean in place.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, the odd thing about that whole situation was the majors never play preferred lies. I mean, they just don't do it. And, you know, in history, it's only believed that it's happened once, one round of the 2016 PGA at Baltusrol, where it was a really rainy week. But like the Masters, U.S. Open, and the Open never do it, ever. And the PGA on Wednesday night elected to put out a statement saying that they would not be doing that, which everybody found to be a little bit odd because they're making a statement that they're not going to do something that they never do anyway or hardly ever do. But
yeah.
So that must, if you know, you read between the lines, that means there must have been some conversation about it, or there must have been a feeling that they needed to do it for them to put out that statement. And so then, sure enough, you know, both Xander and Scotty have those mud balls on the 16th hole. And you could tell they were both incredibly frustrated by it. And I thought Scotty's answer to that was really good. I don't know that I agree with they should have done it, because they never do it. And if it's that bad, you probably shouldn't play. But he gave a very good explanation as to why he felt it was important. You know, you work really hard to learn how to control the ball, and you have an allegedly perfect lie in the fairway, and then there's mud on it, and he doesn't feel like you're gaining an advantage if you get to take the mud off.
Right.
Because you're putting it back on a perfectly, you know, on a perfect fairway anyway. he made an excellent point, you know. So, but again, the whole idea is that, you know, the basic tenet of golf is you play it as it lies, and one of the things you have to learn how to do is hit a shot when there's mud on the ball. And I think from that point on, he was pretty focused in, and look at where he is now.
That's right. I mean, he went on to say that he wants the purest, fairest test of golf, and he, you know, intimating that he would have liked to have been able to live clean in place in the wet, soggy conditions. But the conditions are like that for everybody. So in a major championship, I just didn't agree with, you know, what he was saying. And again, it was unlike him to complain like that. But fast forward, and, you know, 11 under, he leads by 3 heading into the final round. Let's turn our focus to Masters champion Rory McIlroy. I mean, he has not founded this week on a course, Bobby, that he has won 4 times on. Are you surprised at his play this week?
I am a little bit. You know, he's been off, you know, pretty much the whole time. He's just not been able to get it going. You know, he kind of had a rough first day, just like Xander did, and then had to kind of grind to make the cut. He was seemingly in good shape to maybe get back in the tournament, and then he butt bogeyed 2 of the last 3 holes on Friday. He had this driver issue come up, which, you know, I think has been overblown in the context of there's driver testing all the time, and this sort of thing happens. But look, Rory's not talked to us after any of the rounds. But I mean, it'd be interesting to know, like, if this is an issue, like,
yeah,
did having to go to a secondary, and again, I want to make sure, I don't think anything tawdry has gone on here. This happens. Guys don't know when their club doesn't conform. They can hit it from, it can be conforming 1 second, and then 1 shot later it's not, which is why they test to make sure. But if he had to go to a different driver the day before the tournament, and it was just not quite the same, or something was off, a different head, sometimes it takes a little while to work that out. You know, is that part of it? We don't know, but he only hit 4 fairways Thursday. He only had 10 through the first 2 rounds. look, Roy didn't drive it perfect at the Masters either. You know, he missed a lot of fairways in that final round when he won. So, you know, it's hard to draw any conclusions. He had some trouble driving it last week at the Truist. So, but still, it'd be good to know from him, you know, if that's had any impact this week.
And you have to wonder if the PGA should be more transparent about it. They say that results are kept confidential to protect the players who are unaware that their club has fallen out of conformance. So the whole issue seems a little strange to me.
Yeah, I mean, this is golf. They don't tell us a lot of stuff. In this case with Rory, it's led to a lot of unfair conjecture, I think. You know, I believe there was...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts, Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
8 players that might have been found to have drivers that were non-conforming. Their names haven't leaked out. The PGA did come out with a statement 20 hours later. That's the first thing they wouldn't be commenting. Then Kerry Hague, the director of competitions, had a very detailed statement yesterday, which I thought explained it well. I wish they would have given us that on Friday, because it explained how, you know, they use the USGA to test. They do this at the PGA, just like the PGA Tour does. They tested about a third of the field.
And they're all randomly selected.
Yeah, and so, you know, 50 guys. You know, and apparently about 8 of them didn't conform. This happens. This probably happens on a week-to-week basis, you know, on the tour. We just don't know about it. So, you know, the club manufacturers make the drivers, you know, they take them up to the edge. And you hear these stories about how after repeated use, that face thins, and believe it or not, makes it more spring-like, which allows the ball to go farther. And it crosses a testing threshold. And so that's why they test. You know, and it doesn't meet the requirements anymore. It's very inside baseball and technical, but you know, unfortunately, you know, it somehow this got out, and it just causes some uneasiness.
Yeah, it's too bad, but he really hasn't had his A game all week. Let's talk about the LIV golfers who are very much back into the conversation. John Rahm he's 6 under, 5 shots back. Bryson DeChambeau, he's 6 shots back as well. Your thoughts on Rahm and DeChambeau's play?
Yeah, you know, Rahm, when he finished yesterday, was very pleased with, you know, getting himself back into the tournament. And at the time, he was only 1 or 2 back, and now I think he's 5 back. Bryson's 6. You know, that was because of what Scotty did at the end. He just kind of pushed away from those guys. But, you know, Rahm's been, you know, there's been some criticism of his game since he went to LIV. He's not done much in the majors. He did a nice job of explaining that. He just felt like even after he won the Masters 2 years ago, his swing had fallen off. And he's been working hard to get it back there. Seemed like he felt like he was in a good place. Bryson, on the other hand, you know, for a minute or two, led by himself at 8 under. I believe after he birdied the 15th hole, he led alone. And then, you know, missed the fairway at 16, got a little sloppy and made a bogey, wasn't able to get it up and down. 17, just, you know, a bad mistake. He was one of only 3 guys that hit it in the water there. That was the hardest hole on the course yesterday. But the reason it was hard was because guys were bailing to the right and missing the green right, and then it was hard up and down. I mean, Bryson would have taken that because, you know, then you're only losing 1 shot. By hitting it in the water, he lost 2. So, you know, he gave back 3 shots there in a minute and went from 8 under to 5 under. And then Scotty goes charging by everybody, and now he's 6 back.
That's right.
You know,
that's,
I guess,
right.
The good thing I'd say for Bryson is he could just fire at it today. You know, I don't think Bryson cares too much about finishing 10th or 12th. He wants to win, but maybe just aggressiveness. You know, he probably is going to need to shoot a really low score, and Scotty's going to need to back up.
Bob, we have 2 minutes left, and Brooks Koepka, we got to get him in here, 3-time PGA champion. He's not played well at all. He missed the cut at the Masters. He missed the cut this week. Last year, he missed the cut at the Masters, finished tied for 26th at the U.S. Open, tied for 43 at the Open. What do you think's going on with Brooks Koepka?
Yeah, that's the mystery, you know, because Brooks played decently at times last year. He won on LIV later in the year. But this is the first time he's ever missed the cut at the PGA, you know, and I believe it's the first time in his career he's missed back-to-back cuts in majors in the same year. Just not like him. And he was seemingly out of it early. You know, he was over par early in his round on Thursday on a day when scoring was pretty good. You know, the course was soft. It's a little bit of a mystery, you know, as to why that is. And you know, he missed the cut at the Masters when he was in position to do it and made a big number on 18. He made like an 8 on the 18th hole. You know, so like that's gotta, you know, really stick. You know, it's got to be a bad feeling inside for him. It'll be interesting to see. Oakmont isn't a great place to go if your game isn't good, you know, for the U.S. Open. I mean, it's not like you just flip the switch. So he's got about a month here. There's another live event before it. I have a feeling he'll be highly motivated to get it turned around. Obviously, he's made his mark playing the majors.
Yeah, it'd be good to see Brooks get back to the Brooks Koepka we know. Well, with Scottie Scheffler ahead by 3, it's probably a foregone conclusion that he will win his first PGA Championship to add to his 2 Masters titles. But we'll see. You never know until they play it. Hey, Bobby, thanks so much. It's always a pleasure to catch up with you. Really appreciate you coming on.
Thanks for having me. Have a good day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.